Lesson 100. Surprise.
Well, in the oceans around Antarctica, the temperature of the water is freezing, always below zero, do you know?
I know this, but there are still fish in the water. Fish can live in these temperatures only because their blood contains a particular chemical. In these oceans live huge numbers of a small fish just 5 centimeters long. These fish swim together, often in a group that may be 4 to 5 meters thick and hundreds of meters long.
I've even read a magazine. It says that there may be 63,000 fish per cubic meter. These fish provide the main food for whales. A whale may eat a ton of them at a time and may enjoy 4 meals a day.
Isn't it astonishing? Well, the squid lives in the dark at a great depth at the bottom of the ocean. It can grow to a length of 15 meters. It is eaten by a type of whale called the sperm whale, which is over 18 meters long.
It is really inconceivable, but it's true. The sperm whale does not feed on small fish like other whales. Instead, it has teeth and feeds on squid. It can dive to a depth of 1,000 meters. On one ship, which had equipment for measuring the depth of the water, the captain noticed a sperm whale diving to a depth of nearly 2,250 meters.
Do you know how the sperm whale manages to do this?
Yes, I know that. When it dives, its heart slows to half its normal speed. By doing this, the animal can hold its breath for a longer time. You know, it is completely dark at the bottom of the ocean. Therefore, the sperm whale has to look for the squid by using sound waves.
I think you've given a very good explanation. You know, we are used to the idea of aging ourselves. We are so used to this that it comes as a surprise to find that there may be some animals that do not age. Well, sea anemones are an example.
That's true indeed. Some sea anemones have been kept for already a century without showing any signs of life lessons. Some kinds of sea worms can even grow backwards.
Yes, they get steadily smaller if eating nothing and kept in the dark. They finally end as a ball of cells, looking rather like the egg from which they come.
And under good conditions, the ball will turn back to a worm and start growing again.
Well, it's really very strange, isn't it? Oh, there is another strange sea life, you know, the seahorse. It is a fish, but it does not look like one, and it seldom swims. When it does, it swims upright, and it is often found with its tail hooked around seaweed.
I've heard of the seahorse, too. Its body looks like a matchstick frame covered with fine cloth, and it's about 5 inches tall. Its brown skin matches the seaweeds, so it's hard for you to find it.
Exactly so. These are very interesting.